Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharne Neva Sesha Sunyavadi Pastata Desha Tarne. So I feel very grateful to be here in this, to witness this ceremony. I don't really know Devamrit very well, but I just love hearing about him. I first came to Chapati in 2007, and I can remember hearing about such a wonderful job that he did in Belgium and what he was doing in Vrindavan. So he's been, even though I don't know him and haven't really met him, he's been an inspiration. And I just can't help but to notice how happy everyone is here. And I can tell that he's just really touched the hearts of everyone here. And everyone's just like in bliss and overjoyed to that he's actually taking this sannyas. So I just wanted to thank him very much for being such a good example and inspiration. So Hare Krishna.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimadi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashata Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I feel very elated, very honored to be here in this assembly of wonderful Vaishnavas. It's also, for me, it's the first time that I really get to know about the qualities of this wonderful Vaishnava. Unfortunately, I never had the opportunity to associate with him very intimately. I heard him sometimes speak, and I was really very touched by the depth of his knowledge and the way, the sweet nature, how he presented things in such a wonderful way. But now, by hearing about this, his wonderful qualities and his accomplishments in Krishna consciousness, I really feel humbled. And I feel very honored to accept him as one of my Shiksha Gurus, because a sannyasi, as we all know, is the guru of the Varnashram system. So we all accept our sannyasis as our gurus. So it's wonderful to hear about his extraordinary qualities and knowing that we can hear from him and we can be inspired from him. I was also thinking about that moment when Srila Prabhupada gave sannyas initiation to Vishnu Chandra Prabhu. At that time he said, when he was handing him the dandi, said, "This is just formality. Now you can fulfill the purpose of sannyas by making everybody in the world dance like you dance. So I believe that you are a good dancer. And if you are not, we have here the master of all dancers, Gornatha Raj. And your Guru Maharaj is also a wonderful dancer. So since now you are meant to accept the whole world as your family, embrace the whole world as your family. So it's your duty to inspire them in Krishna consciousness to the point that they will also sing and dance for the pleasure of the Lord. Because this is the purpose of Krishna consciousness, is to always sing the names of Krishna, glorify Krishna, and dance in ecstasy." Srila Prabhupada mentioned the meaning of the word sannyas, sat nyasa. And in sat, he says, sat means the eternal absolute truth. That's Krishna. Anyasa means to renounce. To renounce what? What do we have to renounce in this world? Nothing is ours. Everything is Krishna's, we know, in our philosophy. So what we have to renounce is this false sense of our identity, material identity, our false ego, and our false sense of proprietorship, and understand that actually everything belongs to Krishna. Everything is Krishna's. And understand that every living entity is part of one family, Achyuta Gotra, Krishna's family. We people, especially in India, they are very, very fond of their family lineage. You know, they try to trace back the origin of their families, and they stick to their families, and they think that being part of that family is a great honor. But here we are accepting Krishna's family, and understanding that every living entity is part of this Krishna's family. So, for the parents, I believe that your parents or very close relatives are here also. So they may think, oh, is Gavi taking sannyas? He's going away. We're going to see him very seldom, or probably never see him again. But actually, it's not like that. All the effect, you are very glorious. We offer our respects to you too, because you have given him so much affection and so much love. You brought him up, you know, to bring up a child that ultimately becomes a devotee of Krishna and attains such an exalted position of being able to renounce everything material from this world and just dedicate oneself to give Krishna consciousness to others. This is a wonderful thing. So what you have given to him, now he's going to carry that to the whole world, adding to the fact, to the understanding that the whole world is all part of Krishna's family. So I didn't have that opportunity to know Devamrita Prabhu, but I'm hankering now. I wish that from now on I will have the opportunity to associate more with him, to seek his inspiration. And here on behalf, I'm here in proposing something on behalf of the Chinese devotees, that once you take sannyas, since you're going to be more free to travel, please consider China as one of your preaching places. Thank you very much.